Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Good afternoon, my conscious co-creators. Welcome to another edition of the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. I am very, very pleased that you are all here with me today. It's one of those shows. Yes, it is. It's one of those shows where it's just you and me, no guests today. So we're going to have some fun. Awesome. And I got a great topic, one which I have I got some good personal stories around this particular topic. So I'm glad you are with me. And I just want to mention how, if anyone's been paying attention to the station and the newsletter and the commercial breaks, and we have a whole bunch of new shows on the network starting last week. This week was the second week of a lot of these shows. So we've got a couple of new business shows on Always Friday, on Fridays at 11. We've got Employment Law Today on Tuesdays before Jeff's show. And then we have Dr. George Ann Dow, who's a psychotherapist, Journey Through to Awareness on Monday evenings. And so I'd really appreciate it if you'd shout them out, give them some love, welcome them to the station. And of course, we're streaming all of the videos to the Talk Radio NYC Facebook page, facebook.com/talkradioNYC. And also, I would love, we've just switched our audio server around. It should work. If you're listening on the live stream on talkradio.nyc, or you're listening to the podcast, we have a new audio server. We had some troubles last week. I apologize. I know some people had some difficulty listening in last week, but that's all taken care of. Things are super smooth this week. So I'd really appreciate it if you guys could give us some love. Share talkradio.nyc with your friends on your social media pages. Help us to build up the listenership. We've lost some, I'll be perfectly, transparent and honest with everyone, that we've lost some listenership over the recent months because of some of the technical issues that we've had since we went all virtual and since the lockdown. And so it would really mean a lot to me if you, our loyal listeners, could help spread the word, help us build back up our audience, and help us to let more people know about the great content that we create here on the station. So, and for those watching on Facebook Live, hey, William, I see you there. I'm having a little fun with my virtual background today, so I hope you like this one. Okay. So let's get started with our quotes of the day from the universe and from Abraham. Let's see what the universe and Abraham have in store for us today. And you know, it's just me and you, so these are going to be like really good because they're probably all about me if I have any clue. Okay. So first, from the universe. So I was thinking, I know you know that there's the you that you know you are, adventurous, good-looking, and fun to be around. Well, how'd you like it? And I know that there's another part of you in the unseen who you've kind of temporarily forgotten, who completes you, loves you, and knows what's really going on. Well, how'd you like it if I removed the veils just for a second, gave you a glimpse of who that special, divine, otherworldly essence is, so that you might at least begin to comprehend how extraordinary, sublime, and divine you really are. Okay? It's me, yours truly, the entire flippin' universe. Ah, we love our quotes from Mike Dooley in the universe. By the way, in case anyone hasn't noticed, but Mike Dooley recently came out with a book of like his 600 notes from the universe, just came out. So highly recommend it. Go check it out. TUT.com. So what is this quote all about? So we know there's kind of like this us that we experience here in time and space. That's the us that, you know, we're kind of used to in this physical world. And then there's that part of us that's so much beyond that. You know, in the universe's term, that we've temporarily forgotten, that completes us, that loves us, and knows what's really going on. And so it's kind of playing a little game. So let me pull back the veil. And what's behind that veil? Boom, it's the entire universe. And this is really, I think, kind of Mike Dooley's playing a little nod to this idea and this theory of the holographic universe. The idea that within everything within the universe, there's some aspect of everything else in the universe. And for those of you who are not that familiar with holograms and holography, this is something I learned about when I was in college. Actually, my first year in college, I was a physics major and I was working part-time at the physics lab. And so I actually got to create a hologram. So I learned all about holograms when I was like 17, 18 years old. It was really cool. But the basic concept behind a hologram, and if you look at a hologram, if you look at a credit card and you look at the back or the front of your credit card, there's usually a little picture of some kind of hologram there where you turn it and you kind of see this little picture at different angles. They're made from this holographic plate, this print. And what's really interesting about holograms is if you took this holographic plate and you dropped it by accident and it shattered, and they're really thick, so they don't really shatter. But if they shattered then into like dozens and dozens and dozens of pieces, and you picked up one little piece and you looked at it, what you would find in that piece, can anybody guess? Do you know? It's not just a little piece of that picture. What you actually see in it is you see the entire picture. It's just smaller and maybe at an odd angle. It might be a little bit fuzzier because there's slightly less data. But this idea of a hologram is that within each and every piece, there is an aspect of everything else, of the greater whole. And this is a very kind of radical concept in a way, because if you think about it, if we have a glass pitcher and we drop it and it breaks, it doesn't shatter into 100 little glass pitchers, right? It breaks apart into different pieces. So this idea of a hologram that shatters, but then in each piece is the whole thing. It's kind of like, you know, you break apart anything, and within it, there's the whole thing right then and there. And I really want you to kind of contemplate this and think about it. It's a very radical concept. And there are those that believe it's the way the universe is put together. And that's what Mike Dooley is playing off of in this quote. Within us, within each of us, all of us, everyone and everything, from the tiniest, infinitesimally small cell of some one-celled organism to the big, vast, humongous galaxies in this universe that we can't even fathom how huge they are, there is an aspect of everything else in this universe. And that's a pretty mind-blowing concept. And what that means is, not only are we never alone, but we are so much more than we ever gave ourselves credit for. That we are so much greater. We are so much bigger. We are so much more powerful as individuals, that you literally have the energy and the force and the magnitude of the whole universe within you. And indeed, what many spiritual teachers say is we've just forgotten that. And that when we wake up, and we realize, when we become enlightened, when we become attuned to the universe, and we realize we're not separate and distinct from everything else. We are not victims. We are dancers in this amazing play. And we just forgot who and what we are. And when we remember, oh my God, when we really remember. And I don't mean intellectually figure it out. But when we get it in the cells in our body and our nervous system aligns with us, there is absolutely nothing we cannot accomplish. And so my hope and my intention and my prayer for everyone listening to this broadcast is that one day you have an opportunity to experience that for yourself, and that you wake up and you know how powerful you really are. Awesome. Great freaking note from the universe. All right, let's see what Abraham has in store for us today. From Abraham, as you identify the thing that you want and you achieve vibrational harmony with it, by law of attraction, you summon the energy through you, and that is what life is. When someone stops desiring, life force no longer flows through them, and they reemerge into the non-physical, where you have all kinds of goals and intentions. Abraham. So, a different kind of quote, but very much in alignment with the first quote. Because what Abraham is talking about here is, you know, you hear people talk about the law of attraction all the time. I think most of the time people don't know what the hell they're talking about. But what Abraham is saying here is that our life force, our energetic presence and being that we truly are deep inside, is what we align through our desires and our focus and our attention. And that the point in which we decide, and I'm a big believer that we decide when we leave this world, and I'll tell you why a little bit later, that really what we're doing is we're just giving up our desire for anything in life. That we pretty much say we're done with it. There's nothing more for me to learn in this life. There's nothing more for me to accomplish. There's nothing more I want to do here, so I'm done, so I'm leaving. Now, for some people, that can be an agonizing process because maybe there's still something for them to learn. So the way they transition might be painful. For other people, it can be quick like that. And for other people, it can be just a shock, a surprise. They didn't know what was coming. For everyone, it's different. And while I do have my own preferences for how I would like to transition at the end of my life, which is going to be a long, long, long way away, I very much would like to transition very consciously and leave my body consciously, not unconsciously. It does not mean that there is a better and worse way to transition. They're all transitions. It's all a part of life. And beings and creatures and all kinds of things transition all kinds of different ways. And really all we're doing is going back to where we came from. We were non-physical before we came into this life. We will go back to being non-physical after this life. And this life is just a little tiny blip of our overall existence. Now, I don't know what you believe. And I'm not here to change your minds about what you believe in. If what you believe works for you, all the more power to you. It's great. For myself personally, you know, a lot because of just some of the things I've experienced in my life and the things I've been fortunate enough to be exposed to and open to and actually physically experienced, I'm a big believer that we are eternal spirits having a physical, temporary experience, and that we were non-physical before, we're going to be non-physical after. I also have a strong leaning towards past and future lives and multiple lives and possibly even parallel lives. Just the physics of things tend to speak to that. And I've personally had the fortune to have been hypnotically regressed when I was in college, and I remembered past lives and my body even had physical reactions to it. And one day I've mentioned it in the past in shows, but one day when I do a show specifically around that topic of reincarnation, I'll talk about it. And by the way, if you did not catch my interview with Dr. Raymond Moody, who wrote the book Life After Life, go into the archives and find it. If you go to Apple Podcasts, search for the Conscious Consultant Hour and look for Dr. Raymond Moody. I interviewed him last year. Yeah, 2019 I interviewed him and one of his co-authors. Great, great interview. So check that one out. But I've just had enough experiences that I just cannot believe that this is our one life and that's it and we're just physical beings and there's nothing more to it and all that beliefs. You may believe it. If it works for you, great. More power to you. These are the beliefs that I have today, right now. Who knows? 10 years from now, maybe I'll learn something else. I'll experience something else and I'll change my mind. But for now, that's what works for me. And what these quotes are all around is reminding us of that other side of us that's far greater than thus just this physical body. And these are wonderful, great quotes for the topic we're diving into today, and I'm way over, a little bit over, which is all about releasing our attachments to life. Releasing our attachments to everything in life as a way of getting through and a way of thriving in this crazy world. I want to talk all about it. It's an amazing topic, and it's something that I've recently experienced, the power of letting go of our attachments and what that can do for us. So, Thank you all for tuning in. Sanaya, I see you there on the Facebook Live. You love the space spirographs. Those actually are sacred geometries behind me. So I thought I'd have some fun today. Anyway, so it's just me and you. I want your questions. I see my loyal listeners, William and Sanaya, on. I hope more people are listening in. Just type your questions or comments into the comment section of the video. Shoot me an email, sam@theconsciousconsultant.com, and I will answer your questions. I'll respond to everything. It's me and you today, no guest. Many people tell me these are their favorite kinds of shows, so I hope you will engage with me and join me in this. So you're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. I do this every Thursday, 12 noon to 1 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on talkradio.nyc and all over Facebook, on Talk Radio NYC, on the Conscious Consultant Facebook page, on Inspired Thoughts Facebook page, all this great stuff. We're going to take this quick break, and we'll be right back after this.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Do you love or are you intrigued about New York City and its neighborhoods? I'm Jeff Goodman, host of Rediscovering New York, a weekly show that showcases New York's history and its extraordinary neighborhoods. Every Tuesday live at 7 p.m., we focus on a particular neighborhood and explore its history, its vibe, its feel, and its energy. Tune in live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. on talkradio.nyc.
Hey, all you listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talk Radio NYC with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply send us a message on our website, talkradio.nyc.
Hi, I'm Graham Dobbin. Join me every Thursday evening for The Mind Behind Leadership here on talkradio.nyc. We speak to people from business, sport, military and politics, all around what makes a great leader. The personal experiences of what's worked and, maybe more importantly, what hasn't worked. So, that's 7 o'clock every Thursday evening, The Mind Behind Leadership here on talkradio.nyc. Listen to real stories of real leaders.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
To the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. I really want to thank you all for tuning in today and being here with us. I really do appreciate how my loyal listeners keep coming back week after week. And if you're listening in today and you're enjoying what I'm talking about, if you're enjoying the topics, first of all, I would love if people would let me know what kinds of topics you'd like me to cover in the future, because I'm here to serve you, right? I want this to really be a show that as you listen to it and as you connect with the messages and stuff, that it really serves you and it's something that you feel like you learn things that you can apply in your day-to-day life that make you feel more empowered and stronger. And just in case I forgot to mention, when I talked about how we're so much more powerful than we know, it's part of my new book, which is coming out in November 17th, called Everyday Awakening, You Are More Powerful Than You Know. And you can pre-order it right now on Amazon. Now, if you wait a little bit, and what I would prefer you do is find it. Don't order it just yet, because I'm getting together some great giveaways that some of the people who have gave me some wonderful testimonials for the book. They're giving me some giveaways to offer to you. So if you wait, I don't have that page up yet. I'm getting my marketing material together. Within the next 2 to 3 weeks, I'll have it all together. We want to do a big push towards the end of October, beginning of November. And I would love your help. I'm going to talk about this much more, but just don't order it yet. Wait, because I'm going to have a special page for you to go to where after you order it, you can put in, and if you order the Kindle version, I'm selling it for just 99 cents up until the day after launch. Day after launch, it goes up to $9.99. But you're going to be able to, once you order it, put in your name, your receipt, and you're going to get a whole bunch of very valuable freebies that I think you'll love. So let's get into today's topic, non-attachment. Why did I decide to do a show today on non-attachment? Well, I'm not very attached to the topic, but I did it because of my own personal experiences recently, which I'll talk about. And I also chose this topic because I was trying to come up with what would really help people in this world that we live in today, where things are so uncertain, things are so tenuous, day to day, we don't really know what's going to happen. And I don't care where you are in the world. You could be in Europe, India, China, all over the US, South America, everywhere, we're all facing, and not just, you know, regular people, even the people who run the countries don't really know what next week, next month, next year, what's coming. And so as I was thinking about what really I find helped me in navigating this whole time, and because of some recent things, and I'll get to that a little later in the show, I realized that one of the ways in which I've been able to really ride this wave, so to speak, of this uncertainty is by not really being attached to how things were, my idea of how to do things, and what I'm actually doing. And the way this came about for me, and I'll just start, and I'm going to start with the radio station, Talk Radio NYC. Now, I've been running it for over 10 years. And for almost 10 years, we always did everything in studio. Now, in September, we recently moved, signed a new lease on West 38th Street, Manhattan, for a new office space. And my hosts were always local people who would come into the studio and we'd record in studio. And the reason why I've stuck with it for so long that way is because we're a small station. We're not a big station. We don't have huge budgets. So I was really looking to distinguish ourselves by the audio quality, by the quality of sound, which, by the way, I'm using a different microphone last week and this week. I know last week it was a little bit hot, so let me know how I sound this week compared to prior weeks. And if it's too loud, too soft, you know, let me know these things. It's good to know. I'll hear it in the recording, but if you can tell me live, that would be great. So we were doing everything in studio, but then when the lockdown order came, I was like, okay, we can't do it in studio anymore. We've got to go virtual. Now, I had just integrated Zoom into our system for me to be able to bring on guests who were at a distance onto the Facebook Live videos. And I was relatively impressed with the audio quality on Zoom. And in one particular interview I did with this woman, wonderful woman, Lubaina Chowdhury, who's a healer, and she was back home when it was time for her to come on my show. She was back home visiting her family in Bangladesh, and I got her on Zoom, and she sounded like she was next door. I couldn't believe how good the quality was. So I said, okay, if we've got to go virtual, then everybody's going up on Zoom. And so literally over a weekend, I spent, I remember it was a Friday, I spent my last show on Friday afternoon, recorded it, played it, posted it, grabbed a bunch of stuff from the office, came home, set everything up at home, spent Friday evening, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, figuring out, you know, how do I stream things from home? How do I do things differently? And what did I have to do to get everything working properly? And it took a while, and I had to do some searching, and I had to do some research. But Tuesday night, with Jeff's show, we started up, and we were fine. We were working without a problem. Well, not necessarily without a problem completely, but we were up and running. The station still was working. Now, that was a big change for me, because for years, we had been always in studio, and I was so stuck on this notion that it had to be in studio, professional equipment, all this stuff. And how was I able to do that? How was I able to make this shift from being in person and not doing anything virtual to doing everything virtual? And it was really because of two practices that I've been cultivating over the years. And one is just not being attached to the way things are. And the other thing is not denying what the truth and reality is. You know, there's this Buddhist precept about how suffering comes from our not accepting or not realizing the truth of what the situation is, of not seeing things clearly. And it's not always easy, because sometimes the way things are is not what we want. It's not the way we believe things should be. And it's difficult to accept that this is the way things are. So, but by accepting that this is the new reality, this is what we had to deal with, and not judging it, not make it wrong, not denying it, but just saying, okay, this is what I have to deal with, so this is I need to do some for it, and not being attached to the way things are, I was able to pivot relatively easy without missing a step, you know, doing what I need to do, but not making it wrong or bad, but just, okay, this is a thing. And that's really what a lot of people have had to do in their businesses, either in how their business operates, what their business provides, or the career. I mean, how many people went from going in, commuting to the office, to working at home, to working remotely, to not even living in the city anymore? I can't believe like how many people I'm hearing either have a summer place upstate and they've pretty much moved there full time, or people just left their apartment and just found a place outside where there's more space. We've all had to adapt like that. And so by letting go of our attachments of the way things have always been, it just makes it so much easier. It just allows us to just more effortlessly, not completely effortlessly, but with more effortlessness, move forward and deal with what we have to deal with. All right, time for me to take another break. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you the story about what's happened recently to me that really was the instigator for this particular episode and why I chose this at this particular time. So stick around. Please stay tuned. You're listening to The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We do this every Thursday, 12 noon to 1 p.m. Eastern, right here on talkradio.nyc. and on Facebook Live all over the place. And you can even catch the podcast afterwards on all the different podcasting apps. We're even on Amazon now. By the way, you know, Amazon and Audible, they're having like podcasts. You can find the Conscious Consultant Hour there. Just go to Amazon, go to Stitcher, go to Spotify, go to Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. We're all over the place. So please subscribe to us. Even if you listen to me live, subscribe to us on the podcast. It helps so more people can find us. Share us, like us, love us. I love you all. William, Sanaya, I see your comments about I'm sounding good. Thank you. I'm glad to hear it. Trying to keep an eye on the audio levels, but it's not always easy. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Stay with me. I got another story to tell you. You're going to like this one. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
Are you interested in having a better relationship with yourself, others, and God? Greetings. I'm your host, Dr. George Andow, for the show, A Journey Through Into Awareness. On my show, we journey into the awareness that the mind of God is the true seat of our personal consciousness. We join together each Monday at 7 p.m., so tune in on Talk Radio NYC.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a curious person, always asking questions? Do you desire to be in the know? Then join me, Antonia, host of So Now You Know, Thursdays at 5 p.m. at talkradio.nyc. Listen in as I attempt to satisfy that curiosity. I will be talking with amazing everyday people. Join the fun. So Now You Know on Thursdays at 5 p.m. at talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
To the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. Thank you for staying with me. I hope you've been enjoying the show so far. Also, before I forget, I'm looking to reconfigure my Conscious Consultant newsletter. So as you know, I put out actually two newsletters every week, one on talkradio.nyc and one on theconsciousconsultant.com. So on theconsciousconsultant.com, I'd like to make the newsletter more valuable to you, my listeners and subscribers. So anyone who's listening, if you've been a subscriber, I'd love some feedback. Just email me at sam@theconsciousconsultant.com about what you would like to see more of in the newsletter, what you would like to see differently. Right now, what I usually post in there is a little bit of a thought for the week of, you know, what's coming up for me, you know, a little bit of one of my blog posts and sort of what my previous show and what my future shows are about. I would like to add more value to it, and I would love to get your opinion. So if you have not yet subscribed, please go to theconsciousconsultant.com. Sign up for my newsletter, and it only comes out once a week, just once a week. I try not to overload your inbox. And let me know what you like, what you don't like, what you'd like more of, what you'd like less of, so that I can reformulate it and rework it for something that truly serves you. So we've been talking about non-attachment. I'm talking about what does it really take to not only survive, but thrive in a world where we never really know what tomorrow is going to bring. And the reason why I decided to choose this topic today to talk about is because recently I got a real surprise. And as many of you know, I've talked about the shamanistic work that I've been doing for the last 6.5 years and training to be a facilitator in this work. And I have been so wanting to graduate and start working with people and really do this work with others. And to the point that I was rushing it, and I got involved with somebody who turned out to be not what I thought they were, and caused a big, big mess. And it's been really difficult for me because my mentor has been, telling me I'm not ready, I got to show up more, I got to do this, got to do that. And it was very difficult for me for the longest time. And since the pandemic, since the lockdown, the way that we've started doing this work is virtually through Zoom, you know, like everything else. And I've participated and I've assisted in some of these Zoom sessions. And as some of you know, I'm on Zoom all week long. All of our radio shows are on Zoom now. Doing all these one-on-one meetings, networking events, all these things I'm doing on Zoom. So doing then a ceremony on the weekend over Zoom, I see people getting value from it, but for me, it just wasn't what I wanted from the work. And so I after about sitting with it for about a month, after I made the decision, I contacted my mentor and I said, look, I know this is the way we're working now, but one of the things I always love about doing the ceremonial work was turning off the phone, turning off the technology, and just being really present with people. And this Zoom stuff, I'm doing it all the time. It doesn't really sit well with me. And I really don't think this is something I want to participate in, you know, as assisting, as facilitating. And I was very nervous. It took me about a month to work up the courage to actually say it to him because I knew he might be upset or whatever. And so he was very curt with me. And he said, well, you know, we're not going to be doing anything live for a long time. I go, yeah, I know. Look, it's been 3.5 years. I've been in training. What's another couple of years? And I really did it from a place of non-attachment. I really just dropped my attachment to becoming a facilitator. And then I was attending, participating in a sort of a training session with him and the other trainees, and he checks in with me and he's like, how's things going? And I'm like, things are going great. I finished the manuscript to my book. It's coming out in November. The radio station, more people are coming on board. I'm really busy. It's things are really amazing. And he goes, well, to add to more abundance for you, he goes, I've been planning for the last month to tell you that I was going to graduate you. And then I got your phone call and he said the timing of it was just too bizarre. So I just had to sit with it. But I decided to let you know that I'm giving you access and you can start working with me. I'm like, oh my God. And I was like, I sat with it for like a month. He was sitting with it for like a month. And then I realized that it wasn't until I really dropped my attachment to becoming a facilitator that the universe said, okay, now you're ready. And yes, you can be a facilitator. And this, you know, for me was such a big deal because I've been working at it so long. I've been putting so much time and money and effort and energy into doing it and to becoming a facilitator that for me to say, you know what, if it's going to take a couple of years, it takes a couple of years. It'll happen when it happens. You know, I can't control it. And so I really truly believe that the moment I dropped my attachment to becoming a facilitator, that was when Spirit decided, okay, now you're ready. And so it was because of that, because this is such a big deal for me personally, that it really just now, it's such a big lesson for me that I really want to share this lesson with other people and share this lesson in a very profound way to help others to perhaps have the same thing. So my question to you is, what do you want to see happen? What are you attached to happening? What are you attached to doing? How are you attached to being? That maybe if we can let go of that attachment, you can actually get there. Now, one of the tricky things about this is you can't say, oh, well, I'm going to be non-attached, so then it's going to come to me. Because then you're not really being non-attached. What you're really doing is trying to bypass sort of the process of truly dropping it and truly not being attached for the sake of achieving the thing. So it's really about not being attached regardless of whether the thing comes through or not, because that's really the essence. The spirit of non-attachment is saying, hey, whatever's going to come is going to come. Oh, I see William on the Facebook Live says, a group I was with was total Zoom and I had to separate, but now they have reached out to me also. You see, you just never know. And so I would just ask for the listeners, the people on Facebook Live, I just want you to step back for a moment and take a quick assessment of what in your life do you find yourself very attached to? Whether it's your work, your home, your relationships, politics, economics, whatever. Just let's try and identify, like, what in your life, and this is a good way to kind of figure out what you're attached to, what in your life, if you disappeared tomorrow, if it disappeared tomorrow, yet you were still alive and you were still healthy, if it disappeared tomorrow, what would cause you the most anxiety, the most stress, the most difficulty? And whatever that thing is, that's what we're most attached to. So how do we truly detach to it? Well, that's what I'm going to tell you about when we come back from this break. I have a little process. It's a very simple thing. It's something I heard a long time ago. And I will share it with you because I think it will help. And I would love for, once I do share this process with you, for you to try it over the next week or two and then let me know. Email me, comment on my future shows, and let me know how did this process work or not work for you, and what did you discover in working with this idea of moving towards non-attachment. So, everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, and we'll be right back after this.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
Are you a small business trying to navigate the COVID-19 related employment laws? Hello, I'm Eric Sauver, employment law business law attorney and host of the new radio show, Employment Law Today. On my show, we'll have guests to discuss the common employment law challenges business owners are facing during these trying times. Tune in on Tuesday evenings from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a business owner? Do you want to be a business owner? Do you work with business owners? Hi, I'm Stephen Fry, your small and medium-sized business or SMB guy, and I'm the host of the new show, Always Friday. While I love to have fun on my show, we take those Friday feelings of freedom and clarity to discuss popular topics on the minds of SMBs today. Please join me and my various special guests on Friday at 11 a.m. on talkradio.nyc.
Do you run or are ready to open your own business? Hi, I'm Jeremiah Fox. I've been operating and opening small business for the last 25 years, and I'm the host of the new show, The Entrepreneurial Web. Tune in every Friday at noon Eastern Time for insights and stories on the nuances of running small business right here on Fridays at noon, talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. I'm very pleased you have all stuck around with me for the show today. We've been speaking about non-attachment and the importance of not being attached to what it is we want, we desire, how we work, all that great stuff. So I wanted to share with you sort of this, and it's a very simple, easy process, but one that I think can help us and serve us in becoming less attached to the things we have. And so a long time ago, I wish I could remember who it was, but there was this very famous motivational speaker or businessman, achieved a lot of success in their life. And I found it fascinating that what they said was the way they were able to not be so attached to their wealth and not make their money such a big deal in their life is that every night before they went to bed, they pretty much gave up everything they had, you know, in their term, to God, I'll say to spirit, to life, to the universe, whatever term you like to use. That they pretty much released and let go of everything they had before they went to bed at night and said, you know what, this is yours, this isn't mine. Gave it back to the spirit. And he said, then in the morning when I woke up, whatever I still had, it was the life spirit giving it back to me. And so I had it for one more day. And by cultivating this practice over time of just every night giving up everything you have, your relationships, your home, your finances, your business, your career, whatever you have, every night we give it up to spirit. And the next day when you wake up and you still have it, it's a gift. It does a few different things at the same time. First, it helps us to be more grateful for what it is that we have in life. And that process of just cultivating gratitude, as many of you know, that is such a powerful practice that we can have. And then second, as we get used to giving up everything we have at night and just letting go of all of our attachments and just saying, it's not mine, it's not mine, I give it up to spirit, then every day as we come back to it, then if something leaves, if something changes, well, we've been cultivating not having it around anyway because we gave it up at night. We let go of it. We dropped it. And so I would love for you to just try this for yourself. Tonight, before you go to bed, just take a moment. Be grateful for what you have, grateful for what life has brought to you, what spirit has given you, and say, I give everything back to you, spirit. I give everything that I have back to you. And then the next morning, when you wake up tomorrow morning, See what you still have. See what Spirit gave back to you, what it kept for you. And feel gratitude that it's still in your life. And maybe something didn't stick around. And by letting go of it the night before, maybe the fact that it's not around might not be as big a deal for you anymore. I said earlier in the show, when I started off talking about the quotes of the day, about how I believe we all actually choose when and how we die, or transition. I don't want to say die, transition, graduate, whatever. I'm also a big believer in that we choose our parents, we choose when we're born. And the reason why I say this is because I've had a couple of people in my life, not super, super close to me, but kind of close to my wife, who we found out, you know, were sick, and within a week later, they were gone. They had left. They had transitioned very, very quickly. And I'm hearing the same thing from other people I know, and it was not from COVID. It was not from the flu. It was from other things. And so because I kind of see this trend of people transitioning very, very quickly, it really makes me wonder and think, did these people, did they just decide, that's it, I'm done with this life, I have no more desires, I have nothing else I want to achieve, nothing else I want to learn, I'm just done, and that's their way to go. You know, for some people it could be a heart attack, for other people, you know, some fast-acting disease, for some people it could be a car accident, or some people it could just be, you know, don't know. You know, it could be some, you know, as they say, quote-unquote, old age. And sometimes people just pass and we don't know how or why. Now, I guess I have a lot of desires. So I kind of feel like I'm going to be around for a long time because I feel like I'm a late bloomer. That I'm just beginning to come into my own. I'm 58 going on 59. There's so much more that I want to experience in life. There's so many more people I want to touch their lives. There's so much more I want to contribute to this world. And I just feel like I'm getting started. I just feel like I'm 20, 30 years old, just figuring it out. So I'd like a decent amount of time to get there. So, yes, Patty says don't grow up. No, I have absolutely no intention of growing up. Well, let me change that. Maybe not growing up, but growing old. I will always be young at heart. I love to play. I love to tease. I love to have fun. I do like to have a childlike view of things. And William says, me too, Sam, also a late bloomer. Yeah, there's a decent amount of us. And I don't think that's a bad thing. Because sometimes when we're late bloomers, it takes us a little bit longer to get to certain points. But then when we get there, it's like, whoa, we really show up in a much more empowered, much more fulfilling, much more impactful way. So I know, like, I could not be doing what I'm doing today without having had the experiences that I've had and without things working out the way they did. And William says, I always say I wish I was conscious earlier. I agree with you, William. I wish I was more conscious earlier, yet I know it's all perfect. And I'm a big believer that if we could do better, if we could have been more conscious, we would have been more conscious. So I'm doing my best not to judge myself or life, not to second guess myself or life, and just say, well, there was a reason why I did not get to where I am today sooner. So then let me not judge it. Let me not make it wrong or bad. Let me just work with it the way it is and move forward from here and just make the most of it, make the best of it that I can right here, right now, today. So that's it for this week. I hope you enjoyed this show. I appreciate all the comments on Facebook. Thank you, William. I'm glad you agree. And I will have a guest with me next week. Well, I think I will. No, I will one way or another, because even if the person who I think of who's supposed to be there can't make it, I have somebody else who's waiting in the wings. Please stay tuned. Coming up next, it's Ken Foster's show, Voices of Courage, followed later this afternoon at 5 p.m. by Antonia's show, So Now You Know, and then Graham Dobbin's show, The Mind Behind Leadership, at 7 p.m. tonight. Happy October, everyone. Happy full moon. Big energy today, full moon. Great day to put your intentions out there and really put it forward. Please, again, share the podcast, share the show, the video, whatever, the book. Again, it will be coming out in November 17th is the launch day, Everyday Awakening. So maybe that second week of November. I want, if you can, share it, get it. You know, I'll let you all know when I have the sales page up and you'll get all the freebies and everything else. So thank you all for tuning in. I appreciate it. I love you all. I love the support. I really wholeheartedly appreciate you being with me as I am as vulnerable as I can be and share with you my life. Take care. We will talk to you next week.
Listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Hi, I'm Graham Dobbin. Join me every Thursday evening for the Mind Behind Leadership here on talkradio.nyc. We speak to people from business, sport, military and politics, all around what makes a great leader. The personal experiences of what's worked and, maybe more importantly, what hasn't worked. So, that's 7 o'clock every Thursday evening. The Mind Behind Leadership here on talkradio.nyc. Listen to real stories of real leaders.
Do you love or are you intrigued about New York City and its neighborhoods? I'm Jeff Goodman, host of Rediscovering New York, a weekly show that showcases New York's history and its extraordinary neighborhoods. Every Tuesday live at 7 p.m., we focus on a particular neighborhood and explore its history, its vibe, its feel, and its energy. Tune in live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a curious person, always asking questions? Do you desire to be in the know? Then join me, Antonia, host of So Now You Know, Thursdays at 5 p.m. at talkradio.nyc. Listen in as I attempt to satisfy that curiosity. I will be talking with amazing everyday people. Join the fun. So Now You Know on Thursdays at 5 p.m. at talkradio.nyc.
Hey, all you listeners looking to boost your business, why not advertise on Talk Radio NYC with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply send us a message on our website, talkradio.nyc.
Are you a small business trying to navigate the COVID-19 related employment laws? Hello, I'm Eric Sauver, employment law business law attorney and host of the new radio show, Employment Law Today. On my show, we'll have guests to discuss the common employment law challenges business owners are facing during these trying times. Tune in on Tuesday evenings from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a business owner? Do you want to be a business owner? Do you work with business owners? Hi, I'm Stephen Fry, your small and medium-sized business or SMB guy, and I'm the host of the new show, Always Friday. While I love to have fun on my show, we take those Friday feelings of freedom and clarity to discuss popular topics on the minds of SMBs today. Please join me and my various special guests on Friday at 11 a.m. on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.